Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
Let us read verse
17
and 18.
1 Corinthians chapter 1,
verse 17 and 18. 并不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。
For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not in cleverness of speech, so that the cross of Christ would not be made void.
因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。For
the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
马太福音第10章
Matthew chapter 10
第37节到39节
verse 37 to 39
爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒爱儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒 不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。He
who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me.
得着生命的将要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。He
who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake will find it.
路加福音第14章
Luke 14
对不起，不是十四章，刚翻的是马可。路加福音第14章。 26节。Luke 14:26到27节。And 27。人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。Whoever
does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
第26节这里说，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姐妹。
In verse 26, when it speaks of loving father, mother, wife, and children, and brothers and sisters, and even his own life more than me,
他原来是这样说，英文的翻译是比较贴近原文的。
But in the original language, it was closer to the English.
人若到我这里来，若不恨自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
这是一句我们很不容易领会的话。This
is something that is very difficult for us to understand.
刚才马太福音第10章和路加福音14章，这是一组的经文。Matthew
10 and Luke 14 here were two groups of passages.
再读第二组的经文，马太福音第6章。
But let's read another group of passages.
第16章，对不起。
Matthew 16.
第十六章第二十四节
，verse 24
到二十五节
，to verse 25。
于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
这一段圣经在马可福音、在路加福音里面也有相呼应的。
There are corresponding verses in Mark and Luke.
我们就读路加福音第九章二十三、二十四节。
Let us read Luke 9:23-24.
这里和第马太福音十六章记载有一点点的不一样。
It's slightly different from what's recorded in Matthew 16.
二十三节，耶稣又对众人说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
And he was saying to them all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me."
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it.
在这里，主耶稣多加了一个背十字架是每天的事情。
Here the Lord added that carrying the cross is a daily matter.
我们不是一个礼拜背一天就够了。
It's not enough to carry your cross once a week.
有些基督徒呢，主日的时候背十字架。
Some Christians will carry their cross on Sunday.
然后礼拜一开始呢就不背了。
But on Monday they stop carrying the cross.
天天背十字架。
The Lord Jesus said to carry the cross each day.
我们再读第三组的经文。
Now let's read the third group of passages.
在路加福音第十七章。
Luke 17.
我们从二十八节。
Verse 28.
读到三十六节。
To verse 36.
又好像罗德的日子，人又吃又喝，又买又卖，又耕种又盖造。
It was the same as happened in the days of Lot. They were eating, they were drinking, they were buying, they were selling, they were planting, they were building.
到罗德出索多玛的那日，就有火与硫磺从天上降下来，把他们全都灭了。
But on the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
人子显现的日子也要这样。
It will be just the same on the day that the Son of Man is revealed.
当那日人在房上，器具在屋里，不要下来拿；人在田里，也不要回家。
On that day, the one who is on the housetop and whose goods are in the house must not go down to take them out, and likewise the one who is in the field must not turn back.
你们要回想罗德的妻子，凡想要保全生命的，必丧掉生命；凡丧掉生命的，必救活生命。
Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to keep his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it.
我对你们说，当那一夜两个人在床上，要取去一个，撇下一个；两个女人一同推磨。要取去一个，撇下一个。
I tell you, on that night there will be two in one bed. One will be taken, and the other will be left. There will be two women grinding at the same place. One will be taken, and the other will be left.
在这里又提到想要保全生命的。
Here it again speaks about keeping his life.
这里我们刚才读的每一处经文都有同样的说法。
We see this phrase in all the passages that we read.
这个生命是指着魂说的。
And this life speaks of the soul life.
好，我们读最后一组的经文。
Now let's read one more passage.
在约翰福音第十二章。
John 12.
第二十四节到二十六节。
24-26.
我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒， 若是死了，就结出许多籽粒来。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit.
爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命。在这世上，恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。
He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it to life eternal.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him.
同样在这里二十五节里面讲到爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命。
In verse 25, once again, he who loves his life loses it.
这个生命仍然是指着魂生命说的。
And this word life is referring to the soul life.
这是我们在四福音书里面看见主在带领门徒的时候。
So as the Lord led the disciples,
他四次的和门徒们讲到怎样来跟从他。
We see in the four Gospels, four times that he tells his disciples how to follow him.
我们若是要跟从主，心里要有一个爱慕。
If we follow the Lord, there must be a desire in our hearts.
这个爱慕就是我们愿意像我们的主耶稣。
And this desire is that we are willing to be like our Lord.
什么叫做像主耶稣呢？
What does it mean to be like our Lord?
乃是他的魂生命是怎样，我的魂生命也要怎样。
Just as his soul life is, so ours should be.
所以主教导门徒们说，你们不要爱惜自己原来的魂生命。
So Jesus tells his disciples to not love their former self life.
若是你愿意为着我的缘故失丧你自己的魂生命。
If you are willing to give up your own soul life for my sake.
你我就要得着像基督那样的魂生命来做人。
Then we will gain a soul life like the Lord's.To be a person.
我开头的时候，我要和大家用交通的方式来讲一点我最近的领会和学习。
So in fellowship, I want to speak about some of my recent experiences and lessons.
我们每一个人信主一段年日，有的人可能很短就明白了。
Now we all have been saved for a different number of years, and some people realize this when they are shortly after they're saved.
我们不仅相信了主耶稣，成为一个信徒。
We have believed in the Lord and we have become a saint. A believer.
我们呢也听见主向我们发出呼召，我们愿意来跟从他。
And we have also heard the Lord's calling to us that we are willing to follow him.
我们就愿意做主耶稣的门徒。
And then we are willing to be his disciple.
最近这段日子呢，我在思想做主耶稣门徒这件事情。
And recently I've been considering this matter of being the Lord's disciple.
其实已经很久了。
Actually, I've been considering for a long time.
但是最近呢，这一个思想在我里面变得非常的甜美。
But recently, this thought was very sweet in my mind.
我遇见有一些朋友。
I met some friends.
我自己小学的时候有一个同学也是这样。
And I had a friend back in elementary school who was the same.
我小学同学呢，中间有一个很优秀，但是因为他家境不好。
There was one who was very intelligent, but his family condition was not good.
他小学毕业就没有再去考初中了。
That after he finished elementary school, he didn't continue into middle school.
他就到一个修车厂去做学徒。
He went to a car shop to learn.
我们分开了有六十多年。
It was over 60 years that we haven't met.
最近有同学们他们招把能够招聚的他们开始聚了一次。
And recently, a few alumni were able to gather us together.
有些同学呢得了很高的学位。
Some people have received very high education.
在社会上也做了很有成就的事情。
And they have accomplished many things in society.
但是我这一个同学。
But this fellow student.
他做了一个很大车厂的老板。
He became the manager of a car shop.
他的为人，他的对人说话跟别人不太一样。
And the way he would speak was different from the way other people spoke.
我们就觉得很奇怪。
And we thought it was very odd.
他说我去做学徒，头三年就是跟着我师父学他怎么对人，怎么处理事情。
And he said that in his first 3 years, he learned from the master how to interact with other people.
在 在修车厂里面，每天他的工作就是扫地擦东西。
And in the car repair shop, each day his job was to clean the place or sweep the floors.
这是我的第一个印象。
That was my first impression.
后来我碰到有一个朋友。
And I met another friend.
是一个福音朋友，他跟我差不多年纪。
He was a gospel friend, and he was roughly the same age that I was.
他在台湾呢，读到初中。
In Taiwan, he had studied until middle school.
家里实在没有钱了。
And then his family ran out of money.
他住在台湾南部的乡下。
He was in a village in southern Taiwan.
那么他的父亲就给他一点点钱，买了一张车票，说你到台北去讨生活吧。
And his parents used some money to buy a ticket to send him to Taipei so that he could start a new life.
我认识他的时候，他是一个很大企业的老板。
And when I met him, he was a very
he's the owner of an enterprise.
He was the owner of a very large enterprise.
他所以那时候他跟我讲，他到我家来跟我讲他的故事。
And when he came to my house, he told me his story.
他对人非常的谦和。
He was very
very humble.
He was very humble towards other people.
一点都没有老板的架子。
It didn't seem like an owner. He enjoyed singing.
他就参加了民间的这个合唱团，到处去唱歌。
And he joined many choral groups and he sang a lot.
我是间接的认识他，请他到我家，我跟他传福音。
And I had met him and I preached the gospel to him.
他初中毕业，在台湾初中毕业才十五岁。
He was only 15 when he graduated from middle school.
就拿着够大概三天生活的钱，到了一个陌生地方，一个人都不认识。
With only about 3 days worth of living, he went to a foreign place that he didn't know anyone.
到了台北，下了火车。
In Taipei, he got off the train.
如果你们去过台北，现在不一样。我们小的时候是这样。
And it's different now, but in the past.
火车站呢，有前站，有后站。
There was the front part of the station and the back part of the station.
前站出去呢是非常繁华的。
And if you exited from the front part of the station, it was a very rich place.
是文化街。
It's the cultural street.
我们学生都喜欢往那里去，那叫做重庆南路。
And the students enjoy going that way to Chongqing South Road.
我们那里有很多的书店，有很多的这个咖啡厅，好吃的餐馆。
There were many bookstores, coffee shops, and restaurants.
那么后火车站就完全不一样。
But the back part of the station was completely different.
那边是卖杂货的店子。
It was a convenience store.
弹棉花的店子，你大概知道，做这个做盖被子的那个。
And it was a blanket shop.
然后呢，还有铁匠店，还有各式各样的工匠的店。
And many metalsmiths and so forth.
他是一个乡下孩子。
He was a villager.
他不敢到前站去。
He did not dare go towards the front part of the station.
到后站去。
So he walked towards the back part.
他两天走来走去。
He said after 2 days of walking,
没有人肯收留他。
No one was willing to take him in.
后来有一个铁匠。
Finally, one metalsmith.
看到这个孩子很老实。
Saw that this child was very honest.
就问他你来这里做什么。
He asked him what he came here to do.
在台湾他说我来找工作加讨楼。我不会讲。
So he said that he was here to look for a job.
那么这个铁匠看他很老实，就是说，如果你不怕苦的话，请我愿意收你。
And this metalsmith said, if you aren't afraid of hard work, then you can come to my place.
他从那一天就住在他师父的家里面。
And from that day on, he lived in his.
他告诉我说
，he lived as an apprentice.
他头三年也是扫地。
And he said in his first 3 years, he also learned to sweep the floors.
生活。
And he lived that way.
生活就是就 fire the coal.
And he fired the coals.
因为铁匠那个时候是真的是去打铁，要烧炉子的。
Because back then, when you were, if you wanted to use the metal, you had to use the coal for the heat.
叫做做门徒。
That is called being a disciple.
头三年是看师父怎么跟客人讲话。
In the first 3 years, you see how the master speaks to all the guests.
师父回家怎么对自己的师母。
And how the master speaks to his wife.
师父吃饭的样子什么样子。
And his appearance when he's eating.
做事情每天怎么把工具拿出来，结束了以后怎么把工具收回去。
How he prepares the materials each day and how he puts them away each day.
他说我就学了这些。
He said he learned these things.
等到以后再学那个打铁，还有铁里面很多很多的经验。
And he said he learned much from his experience in metalwork.
他说我所以有现在的成就。
And the reason I have my current status
是因为我做了那个门徒学徒。
It's because I was an apprentice back then.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，主救我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has saved us.
他有丰盛的恩典给我们。
He has given us abundant grace.
他带我们, 他称我们做他的朋友。
He has called us his friend.
他愿意我们来学他。
He is willing that we should learn from him.
做信徒很好, 我们就做神家中的儿女。
It's very easy to be a believer. You are just a child in his house.
儿女要什么就可以得什么。
And if the children want something, it's easy to get anything.
要撒撒娇也没有关系。
And if they don't feel like doing anything, it's fine.
但是一直就是孩子。
But that's just a child.
但是那不是父母做父亲的培养孩子要达到的目的。
But that isn't the goal that the parents want their child to be.
但是今天在基督徒中间，我们传福音常常只传到做儿女这一个部分。
But today, oftentimes when we preach the gospel, we only preach about being a child of God,
我们,
and we end there.
我们常常做见证，主耶稣听了我的祷告，主怎么帮助我， 这是非常好的。
We often testify of how the Lord has heard our prayer, how he has helped us, and that is really good.
我巴不得弟兄姊妹多多的经历主听祷告。
And I hope that brothers and sisters would greatly experience how the Lord has heard your prayer.
但是我们要长大成人， 能够承受产业,
but we have to grow up to be one who can take the inheritance.
主巴不得我们听见他的呼召说, 你起来跟从我。
And the Lord hopes that we would hear his call to be his disciple, to follow him.
我们起来跟从主, 我们学习与主同住。
And when we follow the Lord, we learn to live with the Lord.
我们知道最早做主耶稣门徒的两个人, 就是约翰和安德烈。
We know that the two earliest disciples of the Lord were John and Andrew.
他们本来是想要跟施洗约翰做门徒的。
Originally, they were John the Baptist's disciples.
但是当施洗约翰介绍耶稣说, 看哪神的羔羊的时候,
But after John introduced the Lord as, Behold the Lamb of God,
他们的心里面忽然好像看见基督的荣耀,基督的价值,基督的美丽。
All of a sudden in their hearts, it seemed that they saw the worth and the glory and the beauty of Christ.
他们就跟老师说呢, 容我们退学了, 转学了, 我们要去跟从耶稣了。
And they told their master, may you allow us to move and we want to follow a different person.
他们遇见主耶稣的时候, 主耶稣问他们说, 你们要什么?
And when they met the Lord asked them, what are you looking for?
他们第一句话就是做门徒说的话, 主啊, 你在哪里住?
And their first question is what a disciple asked. Lord, where do you stay?
我刚讲到几个做学徒的例子。
I mentioned a few examples of apprentices.
他们第一天开始就住在师父的家里面。
From day one, they live in their master's house.
好像师父的孩子一样。
Almost like a son of the teacher.
就是他的家人。
They're a member of the family.
师父家里什么事情都不害怕。
And the teacher doesn't hide anything in his house. As you know, when guests visit our home, we are always more courteous to them. But we're different to our family members. And our Lord on the outside is the same. He desires to see what he is like. So that we can follow him.
比方,
Let me give you another example.
刚才我来的时候, 啊, 我坐弟兄的车,
Earlier when I came here, I was riding on my brother's car.
我其实以前来也很熟悉这里了,
and I'm already familiar with this place.
我这一次才留意, 我在跟弟兄讲, 我说, 朱弟兄, 你们这里, 还很多山呢, 起起伏伏的。
And only this time did I notice, I commented that there are many hills here.
刚才我们来的时候, 经过一个街道, 每隔大概, 100英尺, 轰动就一声,
and roughly every about 100 feet or so, there would be a sound of a bump.
啊, 这, 一条街一直这样子,
and that was the same for the entire street.
我就看街上没有动了,
and I noticed that there were no holes on the street.
但每隔100英尺呢, 大概就有一个 manhole的盖子,
but there was a manhole roughly every 100 feet or so.
啊, 这使我想起一件事情来。
And this caused me to think of something.
这个manhole告诉我们说, 这地底下是有排水的渠道, 还有各种的管线的渠道。
And this manhole tells us that below it is a water conduit, a conduit, a drainage system.
我们知道, 现在的工匠很会建造。
And we know that today builders are very good at building things.
可能比过去的工匠用的工具和工艺呢, 要更先进。
And their tools and their methods are more sophisticated.
但是在我们中国来讲，
But in China,
大部分的城市，
Most cities,
只要一下雨，
If it ever rains,
如果二十四小时不停的下雨，
If it doesn't stop after 24 hours,
那个城市就进水了。
Then that city starts to flood.
在北京只有一个地方不进水。
There's only one place in Beijing that doesn't flood.
就是紫禁城。
Which is the Forbidden City.
那里下多大的雨，水都不会泡那个城。
It doesn't matter how heavy the rain is, but the Forbidden City is never flooded.
为什么呢？
But why?
因为那个时候工匠，他们的工匠精神跟今天的工匠精神不一样。
Back then, the builders had a different attitude.
啊，他们有一种的态度。
They had a particular attitude as they were working. Of course, the emperor would command that his place must never flood. And he said, I don't care about how long it takes for you to build it, but you must guarantee. And today's workers are different. You must do this as quick as possible.
你给我三个月做出来。
So it might take someone else 3 years to build this, but you must build it in 3 weeks.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，在环境中我们就很知道，他经不起考验。
So we know that in the circumstances, it won't pass the test.
同样，我们做主的门徒，主在我们身上，我们的生命里面打的根基，将来做事的时候，一下就显出来了。
In the same way as we are the Lord's disciples, the foundation that He has built in us, when we do our works, everyone will see it.
这是我昨天晚上讲的，我非常恐惧战惊。
This is what I mentioned yesterday, that I stand in fear and trembling.
弟兄姊妹，我们都蒙恩有一些年日。
We have all received grace for many years.
我们可能在教会里面也承担不同样的侍奉和责任。
And perhaps we have various services and responsibilities in the church.
那些工程是泡水的工程，将来被火烧掉的工程。还是耐火的工程。
Are those works that we've done works that are flooded and may be burned, or will they survive the fire?
为什么会耐火？
Why will they survive the fire?
因为他花很多的时间在人看不见的地方，他跟从主。
Because he followed the Lord for a long time where people couldn't see.
在他自己和主之间有许多的故事，有许多的秘密是不需要跟别人讲的。
In his personal relationship with the Lord, he had many stories, many secrets that he didn't tell other people. And this is how the Lord taught his disciples. Recently, as I read the four Gospels, I had a very precious feeling. The Lord has made me his disciple.
我现在想想，真是我有何能何德可以做主耶稣的门徒呢？
What ground do I have to be the Lord's disciple?
弟兄姊妹，你觉得你够资格吗？
But in sisters, do you think that you have a right to be the Lord's worker?
你觉得你我真的是认真做了门徒吗？
Do you think that we have truly been a faithful disciple?
我觉得我曾经立过志，小时候就唱，我已经立志决定要跟从耶稣。
In the past, I sang the song that I have truly decided to follow I have decided to follow Jesus.
永不回头，永不回头。
No turning back, no turning back.
我们年轻时候多少人一起唱啊。
When we were young, so many people sang
this
song. We were very zealous.
到今天，有多少人还在这条路上？
But today, how many people are still on this way?
或者有多少人做了那个工作，经得起一些环境的考验？
Or today, how many people have done the work that passes through various tests?
所以这些日子我心里真是恐惧战惊，但是又充满了甜美。
So in these years, I've been filled with fear and trembling, but also filled with a sweetness.
主一是一旦收我们呢、啊、
？The Lord has accepted us.
主曾经讲过一句话
，And the Lord once said,
他说父所交给我的，好，我就爱他们到底。
Those whom the Father has given me, I love to the end.
而且没有一个失落的。
And I have not lost a single one.
弟兄姊妹们，这叫我们心里面大得鼓舞。
This should be a very strong encouragement in our hearts.
主来教导我们，主来训练我们。
And Lord comes to teach us and to train us.
他是何等的智慧。
And He is full of wisdom.
何等的细致。
He is very
fine. Detail.
In detail.
而且他呢，在我们身上呢。又何等的柔和
，and he is very soft，
充满了忍耐
，full of patience.
所以我们看了马太记载他做门徒的这个学习。
We see how Matthew records his experiences as a disciple.
他到第九章的时候才记载他蒙召的经历。
And in chapter 9, he speaks of his experience of being called.
在前面他记载彼得、雅各、约翰、还有西门、安德烈他们的经历。
Earlier, he speaks of the experiences of Peter, James, John, and Andrew.
那么主教导门徒呢，没有一开始就教他们讲道学，或者是圣经概论，或者是这个教会牧养，没有这些。
Now, when the Lord first called his disciples, he didn't speak to them regarding theology or how to shepherd a church.
实际上呢，你读整本的这个四福音书哈，我们都找不出主有任何这样的意图或者这样的课程。
Actually, if you read the four Gospels, you cannot find this lesson in any of them.
但是如果说是今天你到任何的圣经学院，或者到任何的神学院。
But today, if you go to any seminary and you don't have these lessons, people say, what kind of seminary is this?
所以今天人重视的是知识。
Today, people focus on knowledge.
今天人重视的是方法。
People focus on methods.
今天人重视的是外面的活动。
People focus on outward things, on activities, on theory.
但是主所重视的却不是这样。But
that isn't what the Lord is focused on.
你重视的是你这个人像不像他，是不是基督的流露和表现。The
Lord is looking to see if you are like Him, if you have His actions.
那个叫做做门徒。That
is called being a disciple.
所以主呼召了这个彼得、安德烈、雅各和约翰之后。
So after the Lord called Peter, Andrew, James, and John,
到了马太福音第十章,
in Matthew 10,
他们也跟着主一起出去服侍、传道、医病、赶鬼，有了一些的，看见了一些的主的服侍。
They had seen some of the Lord's service, and they also followed him in healing and casting out demons.
所以主到第十章了，就打发他们，呼召他们，打发他们出去。
So in chapter 10, So in chapter 10, Jesus called them and sent them out.
今天这个叫做 externship.
It's like an externship.
不是在家里面做，而是出去做， 实际的去做。
You don't do it at home, but you do it outside.
弟兄姊妹, 在教会的生活里面, 实际侍奉就是 externship.
Brothers and sisters, when you serve the Lord in the church, that is like an external
我们到外面去，把我们看见主做的，看见听见主说的，还有看见主怎么走的，我们也这样做。We
see what the Lord has done, and we see the Lord's actions, and we do the same.
弟兄姊妹，在教会侍奉就是这样开始培养起来的。Brothers
and sisters, this is how you start serving in the church.
不仅仅是因为外面看见了榜样，主就打发他们出去。But
the Lord didn't just send them out because they saw an example.
在马太福音第十章整章呢。 主把整个侍奉的原则，要持守的，通通告诉他们。In
chapter 10, Jesus told them all about the principles of service.
并且在这里发出了一个呼召。And
here he gave a call.
主说，人若爱自己的父母和儿女过于爱我的，就不配做我的门徒。He
said, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy to be my disciple."
然后他再说。 他说：“人若爱惜自己的魂生命，
and he said that he who loves his own soul life,
他就会失上自己的魂生命，
will lose his soul life.
如果他为我的缘故，为我名的缘故，
and for my sake,
若愿意放下或者舍弃自己的魂生命，
if he is willing to give up his soul life,
就要得着这个魂生命，
then he will find it.
这是主对门徒们跟从他学基督哈。” 一个进一步的教导。And
this is the next step that the Lord taught the disciples in following him.
这就是我们感觉呢，我们在肉身中跟随主啊，主对我们的那一个爱。As
we follow the Lord in the flesh, this is his love.
我感觉到真是主照着我们的生命的度量，还有我们能够领悟的，一步一步的带领我们。Truly,
the Lord leads us by the measure of life in us.
那这进一步的呼召呢？
And this is the next step in calling us.
是关乎我们在侍奉中能不能把基督表现出来。
And the question is whether or not we can express Christ.
好，所以我们这一次题目讲到呢，十字架的生活与魂的救恩。
So this time our theme is the life of the cross and the salvation of the soul.
好，我今天下午开始呢，我要借着刚才读的四组经文，我们来讲到十字架的生活跟魂生命的救恩的四方面。
And starting today, we will start speaking about the four aspects of the life of the cross and the salvation of the soul.
第一个我要和弟兄姊妹一起来思想的就是，到底圣经上讲的魂是指着什么说的？
First is the question, when the Bible speaks about the soul, what is it talking about?
我们从创世纪还有从新约里面可以看见，神造人的时候在人身上有三个主要的组成要素。
From Genesis and from the New Testament, we can see that when God created man, he created him with three primary aspects.
所以一般人说呢，读圣经的人我们都这样接受主的教导，说人是三元性的。
So man is tripartite.
那么在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章，保罗清楚地讲到，神必亲自救我们，使我们灵魂和身体都全然成圣。
And in 1 Thessalonians 5 it says that God will preserve your spirit, soul and body complete.
在创世纪第一章第二章里面，我们看见神用这个地上的尘土造了一个人物质的身体的模样。
And in Genesis 1 and 2 we see that God created the form of a man out of the dust of the earth.
然后神向着这一个尘土造的人的鼻孔吹了一口生命的气息。
And the Lord breathed the breath of life into his nostrils.
这个生命的气息在希伯来原文里面呢，它是复数的生命。
And in the Hebrew this word breath of life is plural.
那个 life 是 plural。
It's a plural life.
所以有人读圣经就很清楚，所以那一个他就成了一个活着的魂。
And it says that man became a living soul.
一个是那个生命的气息里面的第一个生命呢，进到这人里面，使人的灵得着了受造的灵。
And when this breath of life entered man, then the man received the spirit of man was created.
然后呢？那另外一个生的气息呢，使他成了一个活的魂。
And the other breath of life caused him to become a living soul.
所以圣经里面给我们看见，讲到人的生命的时候，在希伯来文呢，中文把它翻成生命的地方，大部分都是指着魂说的。
So oftentimes when the Bible translates it as life, especially in the Chinese, it often means soul.
所以我们可以这样讲哈，简单的说哈。圣经里面说的魂是什么呢？
Simply speaking, what does the Bible say is the soul?
就是你我所以为人的那个人的生命叫做魂。
It is that life that makes us a person.
所以我们有的时候碰到一些对他没办法的人，我就说你这个人啊。
So sometimes we encounter someone and we have poor relations with them. We say such a person.
我们对他真是无可奈何。像我小时候很淘气，我妈妈有时候就说你这个人啊。
So sometimes when I was young and I was disobedient, my mother would say you.
你太 naughty 了。
You're too naughty.
因为我把我自己这个人的生命呢和另外一个人的生命这个冲撞起来。
Because my human life is in conflict with someone else's human life.
那么有人读圣经啊，在稍微细致一点给我们看见。
And some people who read the Bible in a little more detail, they tell us.
人所以为人的那个生命呢，所以人有做人的意识。
What makes a person a person? So you have your mind.
有自己的 personal conscience.
You have your consciousness.
Consciousness, 对了，不仅有这个 consciousness.
So not only is there this consciousness.
今天呢，我们知道在心理学上研究人的魂的时候呢，他发现人还有这个潜意识。
And as psychologists study the soul, they realize that there's also
a subconsciousness.
所以我们白天呢是由我们的意识来支配我的做人说话。
During the daytime, our words, our actions are governed by our conscious.
晚上呢，一个人睡着的时候呢，我们的意识在休息的时候，这个潜意识就出来了。And
after we fall asleep in the nighttime, then our subconscious comes out.
所以人就会做梦。And
that's why you have dreams.
哈，所以这个是讲到魂里面的一些的活动。This
speaks of some actions within your soul.
那么圣经也很清楚告诉我们，魂呢基本上有三个主要的这个功用、官能。
And the Bible also tells us that the soul has three basic functions.
好，我们有我们的理智，有我们的心思。
We have our mind and our intelligence.
我们有我们的情感。
We have our emotions and affections.
还有我们的意志。
And we have our will.
好，这个是所以神造人的时候，人所以为人，因为人有人的魂，人的生命。
So when God created man, what makes a person is that you have that soul.
那么当亚当背叛了神之后,
After Adam rebelled against God,
我们知道第一个他的灵向着神中间就有了罪作为阻隔了。
We know that formerly his spirit was towards God, but now sin was a barrier.
所以这个罪使人的灵就向着神不敢有反应也不能反应了。
And this sin caused a human spirit to no longer respond to God. So the spirit died.
我们在创世纪里面就看见，当他们吃了那分别善恶树的果子。
In Genesis, we see that when they ate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
神来到园中要跟人交通,
God came to the garden to have fellowship.
他们却躲藏起来。And
yet the two hid themselves.
因为他们的灵不敢面对神。
Because their spirit did not dare to meet God.
那个不仅灵发生了这个变化,
And so the spirit was changed.
而且在人的灵里面自己不知觉的地方,
but even more so, and unconsciously,
他的自觉意识就开始爬头了。
Your conscious mind started to assert itself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在没有堕落以前呢，人要知觉神，要听神的声音，要与神交通，是非常容易的。
Brothers and sisters, before the fall, if a person wanted to have fellowship with God, it was very easy.
毫无间隔的,
there was no barrier.
神的同在处处都是,
and God's presence was everywhere.
而且神的同在时时刻刻,
and God's presence has never left.
但是呢,
but after they ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
在他们里面呢, 他们意识的感觉呢, 不是神了, 而是自己了。
Within themselves, what they felt was no longer God, but themselves.
这就是魂的堕落。
That is the fall of the soul.
魂开始脱离灵的指挥控制, 它自己独立了。
The soul departed from the control of the spirit and became independent.
变得自主了。
It became self-sufficient.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 所以自亚当堕落以后到今天,
ever since Adam fell, even to today,
整个人类文明的发展史, 就是人的魂的一个发展史。
All the advancements of human culture and society is actually the advancement of the human soul.
弟兄姊妹, 我不晓得大家对这一方面有没有兴趣。
But in sisters, I don't know if you're interested in this aspect or not.
我知道有一些高中生他们就
I know that as some high schoolers are studying biology, they learn about the functions of the brain.
好，我有一次跟我的媳妇聊天。
And once I was talking to my
daughter-in-law. 好，我们在讲到人的脑，因为她带孩子。
We were speaking about the human brain because she has some kids now.
这是很奇妙的。
And it's an amazing thing.
有的人啊。 本来他是一个普普通通的人。
Some people seem ordinary.
这是 Scientific America 里面一篇报道医学的文章。
Or this was an article on medicine in the Scientific American.
他说有一个人啊, 本来好像是个 car mechanics. 他是一个汽车修理汽车的工人。
Originally there was one person who was a car mechanic.
但是呢，有一次他 出了意外车祸,
but once he had an accident,
昏迷了好几个月,
And he became unconscious for many,
医生从,
for many months.
从MRI看呢, 可能这个人醒过来就没有功用。
And many doctors thought that when he woke up, based on the MRI, that he wouldn't be able to do anything.
但是过了几个月以后,
but after a few months, he really woke up.
他的语言功能恢复了。
And his ability to talk returned. All the abilities returned. But he received a unique ability. And whatever he saw, he was able to draw it with his hands, even more accurately than a computer could.
这是什么呢?
What is that?
他的魂里面有一个东西,
something in his soul opened up an ability in his body.
这个在医学上他们用一个法文呢, 叫做 savant.
In medical terms, this is called savant.
Savant就是 knowledgeable.
It means knowledgeable.
非常有知识的,
or with much wisdom.
但是这种人的 knowledge呢, 不是学来的,
but you can't learn this knowledge.
所以他们前面加一个字叫 idiot savant.
So they call it idiot savant.
Idiot 在原来的意思不是骂人的意思, 是unlearned的意思。
Originally, the word idiot means unlearned.
就是你没有学过, 但是你变得非常knowledgeable。
Although you never learned it, you became knowledgeable.
好, 你知道这就是魂的发展。
This is the growth of the soul.
人类的整个文明史, 就是堕落的魂的发展史。
So the progress of human civilization is the progress of the human soul.
人类越发展自己的魂,
the more your soul progresses,
人类就离神越远,
the farther you depart from God,
人就越不像神,
and the less humanity is like God, and the less humanity is able to be used by God.
人里面又有一个心愿, 我要像神,
and, yet,
而且我要做神,
and yet people still have this desire to be like God and to become God.
这种的精神今天在基督徒中间是非常普遍的。
And this is also very common even among Christians today. So the Lord knows the conditions of all the disciples he called. If all they saw was Jesus healing people when they laid his hands on them, or with one word the demons were cast out, or they saw how the Lord was full of grace, if they just learned the outside,
那不是神的心意,
that is not the will of God.
那也不是神要的侍奉,
and that is not the service God
wants.
So here God gave, the Lord gave a
call.
He said if anyone wants to follow
要在属灵的事情上面有正常的功用,
you must have a proper function in spiritual matters. Then you have to carry your own cross.
怎么背呢?
How?
如果你为我的缘故丧失你的魂,放下你的魂,
for my sake, you let go of your soul.
不是说我们就没有魂了,
that doesn't mean that you have no soul left.
你知道今天有的人呢, 这个碰到一些大的打击的时候, 好像灵魂出窍了, 你跟他讲什么话, 他都听不见了。
And sometimes, when you encounter certain people, they because of circumstances, when you talk to them, it's as if their soul and spirit is gone.
啊, 他好像呢, 麻木了, 那么了,
it seems like they've gone numb.
过去有一些爱主的基督徒误解了这一句话, 以为变成那个样子, 就是属灵, 就是可以有功用, 那不是的。
In the past, some people misunderstood this passage. They thought that if you become like that, then you're spiritual and you're useful.
弟兄姊妹, 主告诉我们说, 你愿意为我的缘故, 把你的魂放下来,
But the Lord says that if you're willing for my sake to let go of your life, then you receive my soul.
我用这样的话来讲,
or in these words,
我们的脑啊, 是那个 hardware,
our brain is like a hardware.
啊, 那是我们心思活动的地方, 对不对?
It's a place where our consciousness resides.
那也是一个 hardware, 是我们有感觉的地方。
And it's a hardware that causes us to have feeling.
因为中枢神经的缘故, 所以我能够看得见外面的景象, 我就会快乐。
And I can see the circumstances outside and I can be happy.
我也会流泪。
I can also shed tears.
情感也在我们中枢神经里面。
So emotions are also within our brain.
我们也会做决定,
and we know how to make decisions.
我们也会贯彻我的决定, 那是意志,
and we may assert our decisions, that is our will.
啊, 弟兄姊妹, 这是我们原来做人的,
so as a person, this is what we originally
did. 那里面的, 这个 hardware呢, 它里面还, 要能够run的话, 还需要有软件。
And in order for the hardware to run, there must be a software.
啊, 所以现在的手机的那个软件叫做 app。
So you have apps in your cell phone.
你装了这个 app， 你就有那个功能。
If you have a certain app, you have that function.
你装了那个 app， 就有那个功能。
With another app, you have another function.
我们人在亚当的生命里面所承受的软件，就是堕落的软件。
In Adam, the apps that we have received is like the fallen app.
不论它再好。
No matter how good it is,
在神的眼中都是没有用的。
In God's eyes, it's useless.
甚至请原谅我这样讲，不是我说，主的话说，这些是神所不能接纳，是可憎的，是污秽的。
And in fact, forgive me for saying this, but in the Lord's eyes, these things are unacceptable and dirty.
当然，这个要我们承认，要接受，必须我们。
For us to accept this, the Lord must open our eyes.
我们才会觉得这个东西在跟从主上面是一个大麻烦。
And then we realize that this is a great hindrance to following the Lord.
请原谅我这样讲。
And may forgive me for saying it this way.
我从30岁的时候跨出来侍奉主。
And when I was 30, I came out to serve the Lord.
到现在快40年。
And now it's almost 40 years.
我常常感觉。 我以前受的教育是我侍奉主一个很大的拦阻。
I often feel that the education I received in the past is a great hindrance for me to serve the Lord.
因为在受教育过程中，不知不觉，我这个人里面流的血液就是那个教育输给我的血液。
Because without realizing it, the The blood flow within me is what
it was infused by the education.
It was even that was infused by the education I received.
所以有时候碰到事情来反应的时候，我就是很理性的考虑事情，从来不知道用属灵的方法到主面前去。
So oftentimes when I encounter a situation, I use my own reason to figure it out. I don't go to the Lord first.
我现在想，我年轻时候跟年长弟兄们一起配搭侍奉，给他们很多麻烦。
And I considered that when I was young and I served with the older brothers, that I must have given them so much trouble.
我也出很多主意，他们也没有反对我，结果带给教会很大的痛苦，不是一天两天了，二十几年了。
I gave them I would come up with a few ideas and bring it into the church and bring so much trouble, not for a few days, but for 20 years.
那什么原因呢？
But why?
是我这个 hardware 出了问题吗？
Was there a problem with the hardware?
这 hardware 是神给的。
This hardware was God given.
问题出在哪里？
What was the problem?
出在那个软件，那个 software.
It was with the software.
那个叫做魂。
That is the soul.
那个东西需要 delete 或者要 purge 掉。
You have to purge that old software.
然后你就有新的 space， 有够用的 space 来 download 主的那个 software.
And then you have enough space to download the Lord's software.
所以保罗讲的最直接啊。 你要以耶稣基督的心思意念为你做人的心思意念。
And Paul says it most directly, you must have the mind of Christ to be your own mind.
那我们怎么样能够以基督的心思意念为我做人的心思意念呢？
How can we make the mind of Christ our own?
要把自己献给主。
We must offer ourselves to the
Lord. 经过十字架 purge 它。
We must purge it through the cross.
把我旧的那个先把它 delete， 你就有就空出 space 来，空间来。 让主的心思意念改变我们。
When you delete that, then you have space to allow the Lord's mind and will to change you.
弟兄姊妹，这个摸到我们基督徒每一个方面。
Brothers and sisters, this reaches every aspect of your Christian life.
有很多人非常认真读圣经。
There are many people who study the Word of God faithfully.
他们的努力啊，他们读了万卷书来解释圣经，一个小小的东西。
They will read thousands of books to explain one passage, and I often admire them. But is there a spiritual fruit?
也有人呢会背圣经。
And some people know how to memorize the Bible.
我认识一个老姊妹啊。
I knew an elderly sister.
她整本新约圣经都会背。Who
memorized the entire New Testament.
而且她还可以倒过来背。And
she could memorize it in reverse.
我那时候才30几岁，她那时候已经快70岁了。When
I was 30, she was almost 70 at that time.
她站在我面前倒背启示录。
And she stood in front of me and she memorized Revelation in reverse.
那一天我佩服得五体投地。
And that time I was shocked.
但是这个老姊妹生活上面很痛苦。
But this sister had a very troubled life.
哎呀，她的急躁，不安息。
And she didn't have rest.
你知道，真正若是我们有基督心思意念，
If we truly have the mind and the thoughts of Christ,
我们知道圣经是为基督做见证的。
We know that the Bible testifies of Christ.
因为里面许多我们主耶稣亲口说的话,
and we see words that our Lord personally
spoke.
It's very precious to place it within our thoughts.
如果我真是以他的心思意念来做人的,
and if we truly take his mind and thoughts to be ours, then we should live out his life.
但是人只摸到外面,
but we often only touch the outside.
就像我刚才做那个比方, 现代的工匠也做外面的,
just like the example, today's workers also build the outward things.
他可能的, 工艺技术, 还有这个, 这个工具都比以前进步不知道多少倍了。
Perhaps their technique and their tools have improved so many times from the past.
但是达到的果效只是外面的, 当环境一来, 他没有理智。
But the result is only outward. When the problem comes, then there's no foundation.
我为什么要讲这个呢?
Why do I say this?
主在这里感觉门徒们已经到一个地步, 可以接受这个步骤。
Here the Lord feels that the disciples have followed him to a point that they're able to accept his teaching.
我盼望我们弟兄姊妹你能够领会, 主绝不会叫你, 啊, 去做资优班的学生。
And brothers and sisters, I hope you realize that the Lord doesn't want you to be a
Excel program student.
To be an accelerated program student.
我们知道今天在教育系统里面就巴不得孩子们呢快快的超前, 对不对?
Today in our education system, we often want our kids to get ahead.
这是今天教会最大的一个失误。
And this is one of the greatest faults of the church.
我们生命没有到那个地步, 我们头脑已经装了那些东西。
Before our life has reached that point, we put all these things in our mind.
我们把这些东西当作工具来用。
We are using these things as tools.
当作一个借口来用。
We use them as excuses.
流露的却不是基督的生命。
And yet what comes out is not the life of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是教会软弱, 没有下一代的根本原因。
And this is the basic reason why the church is weak and doesn't have the next generation.
我这些日子再思想四福音书, 我就看见我们主在地上不是这样。
And as I consider the four Gospels, I realized that our Lord was not like this.
他知道现在门徒们到了什么地步。
He knew where his disciples had reached.
所以他在这里呼召门徒们。
And then here he called the disciples.
好，我们再讲一点魂的事情。
And let's continue to speak about the soul.
新约圣经主的话怎么说到人的魂？
What does the New Testament say about the human soul?
在罗马书第六章第六节,
in Romans 6, verse 6,
保罗在那里说,
Paul says,
因为知道我们的旧人已经与他同钉十字架,
knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him.
啊, 那里是魂的一个说明,
there it speaks of the soul.
我们的这一个老人, 这个旧人呢, 就是一个很老很老的人。
This old self is a very old person.
从堕落的亚当开始, 一直到现在, 将近6000年, 所累积的发展, 都在你我的魂里面。
It's the accumulated progress ever since Adam fell, even until today, almost over 6,000 years. It is difficult to clean this.
是不是? 有的人呢, 他的笔记型电脑, 用了很久都没有去清一清了。
Sometimes when people use their laptops, they don't clean it for a long time. And sometimes if we ask a brother to help do the work of cleaning the laptop, it takes half a day.
弟兄姊妹,今天我们给主,给圣灵多少时间?
Brothers and sisters, how much time have you given the Holy Spirit?
我们认为我们听一篇道,喊一喊,举举手,我们立个字,我们就达到了。
Oftentimes we think that if we just hear one message and we just shout it out, then it's done.
我们要坐在主的脚前, 做门徒。
Brothers and sisters, we must sit before the Lord's feet and be his disciples.
第二处, 在哥林多前书,
and the next verse is in 1 Corinthians
第二章14节,
chapter 2, verse 14.
保罗在那里讲到没有得救的人, 他说是属血气的人。
Paul says that one who is not saved is a natural man.
他说, 然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事, 反倒以为愚拙。
But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him.
这原来是说属魂的人。
And that means that someone who belongs to the soul.
或者有人就讲soulish man,
You can also call him a soulish man. All his decisions are determined by his brain.
啊, 这是圣经上面讲的, 今天基督徒得救了以后, 若是我们不认识圣灵住在我里面,
Today, after Christians are saved, if you do not know the Holy Spirit who dwells within you,
我们不时刻活在宝血的功效底下, 让我们的灵向着神是敞开的,
if we don't live under the power of the blood and our spirit is open to the Lord,
我们不活在灵里面, 那我们很自然就活在魂里面,
if we don't live in the spirit, then naturally we live in the soul,
我们就成为属魂的人,
and we become a soulish person.
做什么决定都是理性,
All our decisions are made by reason.
做什么决定都用感情,
All our decisions are made by our emotions.
做什么事情都用自己的能力和意志,
and we do all things by our strength and our will.
所以教会里面充满了属魂的人,
and then the church is full of soulish people.
啊, 弟兄姊妹, 那就像哥林多教会的情形一样,
But then, sisters, that was the condition of the church in Corinth.
所以我们年轻的时候听年长弟兄说啊, 你这个人真魂了。
And when we were young, the older ones would often tell us, you are so full of the soul.
啊, 那个魂呢, 不是混蛋的魂呢, 不是那个很 murky,
and the word soul doesn't mean that you're a murky person.
啊, 或者说你一个很 tricky 的 person,
or a tricky person.
而是我们这个人都活在魂里面。
But it means that you all live in the soul.
弟兄姊妹, 只有十字架向我们开通了活路。
Only the cross has opened a living way for us,
让我们能脱开这一方面的,
so that we can be set free from this.
那么当然魂表现出来就很多血气的东西, 这我们不去谈。
And of course, the expression of the soul is many natural things.
第三方面, 因为圣经讲到魂呢, 就讲到我。
And the third thing that the New Testament speaks about the soul is the ego.
在罗马书第七章里面,
In Romans 7,
其实第七章里面充满了我,
actually, Romans 7 is full of the word I.
我们只读一节,
but let's just read one verse.
第十四节,
verse 14.
我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的, 但我是属乎肉体的, 是已经卖给罪了。
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am a flesh, sold into bondage to sin.
这个我有的人就把它翻成己, 生命, 自己的己,
and this word I is sometimes translated as self-life.
这个字啊, 在希腊文有一个直接 transliteral 的英文叫做 ego.
And the transliteral word from the Greek is the word ego.
Ego, 我们中文把它翻得文雅一点叫做很自我。
And in Chinese, we often translate that as being self-centered.
我想从中国大陆来的弟兄姊妹还有从海外的 我们华人讲到 ego 说自我 都不是太好, 对不对?
And oftentimes when we consider the word ego or self-centered, we think of it negatively.
像有时候年轻人他们做朋友,
but sometimes when young people are friends and we don't know them well,
啊, 对于方说, 你看这个人一表人才, 很不错啊, 他说, no, no, no.
And sometimes we would say that this person seems really good, but the other person says no.
啊, 我不要跟他做朋友,
I don't want to be friends with that person.
为什么呢?
And you ask him why.
因为这个人很自我,
and they'll say this person is too self-centered.
啊, 这个叫做魂,
that is the soul.
魂向着自己的,
the soul is towards itself.
啊, 所以圣经上面称为我,
so the Bible speaks of the self.
这个是一个很大很大的麻烦,
it is a great problem.
那么还有一个字,
and there's another word.
也在罗马书,
also in Romans.
啊, 罗马书, 第七章22节。
In chapter 7, verse 22.
哦, 不要用这个, 这一节好了。 第十八节。
Oh, verse 18.
我也知道在我里头, 就是我肉体之中没有良善。
For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh.
在这里, 这个我呢, 也就是肉体。
And here the I refers to the flesh.
啊, 这个肉体啊, 比魂要多一点。
And the flesh is a little more than the soul.
就是我们的心思, 情感意念, 跟我这个血肉之躯的身体结合了, 那个东西叫做肉体。
The flesh is when the mind, the will, and emotions are joined with the natural body.
因为我们的这个血肉之躯呢, 它有它的需要, 有它的欲望, 有它的本能的。
Because our natural body has its needs and its abilities.
自己本能的跟我的心思意念情感意志啊一结合的时候，它就拖着我的魂走，那个叫做肉体。
And when these abilities are joined to our mind, our will, and emotions, it takes the soul for itself.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们有一点点在主里的经历。
And brothers and sisters, if we have any experience in the Lord,
我们就知道这个堕落的魂呢、啊，是使人类的生活产生许多的难处、问题和痛苦。
We know that this fallen soul has caused so much trouble and pain in the human life.
而且这些问题啊，常常都是很复杂的。
And these are often very complicated problems.
非常难办的。
Very hard to deal with.
几乎是无解的。
Almost without any solution.
我在很年轻的时候我就碰到这个问题。
And when I was very young, I encountered these problems.
我大学毕业。
After I graduated from university,
在台湾去服了两年的兵役。
I had to serve in the military for 2 years.
然后我就回学校去读研究生。
And I returned to school to get my for graduate school.
研究生的宿舍呢，很舒服。
The graduate dorms are very comfortable.
一个房间两个人住。
You have a very large room for 2 people to live in.
啊，那么我对门呢住了另外两位同学。
And there were some 2 other students who lived across the door from me.
那其中有一个同学呢，他就有严重的忧郁症。
One of those students had very severe depression.
他非常痛苦。
And he was in such suffering.
他因为知道我是基督徒。
And he knew that I was a Christian.
所以没有人可以讲他。只要有空，他就到我就跟我谈。
So he had no one to talk to, but whenever he had time, he would come to talk to me.
我要背他的责任了，我都快要背不动了。
And for me to carry his responsibilities, I almost couldn't bear it.
所以我天天为着他的事情到主面前去恳求祷告。
So I pray before the Lord each day for his situation.
在那一段时间呢，我也准备出国。
And during that time, I was also preparing to leave the country.
我没有出国，没有读完。研究生呢，我就到美国来读书了。
Before I finished my graduate studies in Taiwan, I came to the U.S. to study.
我来读书不到三个月。
And within 3 months,
我的 roommate 写了一封信告诉我。
My roommate wrote a letter to me.
他说有一个令人伤痛的事情我要告诉你。
He said that there is a tragedy I have to tell you.
他就说那个同学自杀了。
He said that that student had committed suicide.
他怎么自杀的呢
？How?
他骑个摩托车。
He took a motorcycle.
在平交道对着火车。
And he went and crashed himself into a train.
那天我一看到那个，我整天不知道怎么办。
And after I saw that letter, for the whole day I didn't know what to do.
他是一个很聪明的人。
He was a very intelligent person.
一表人才。
And he was a very
一表人才。就是very handsome.
And very handsome.
非常 smart.
And he was very smart.
而且对人非常好，很善良。
And he was very good to other people.
但他里面魂里面有些结。
Yet there were some knots in his soul.
有人肯听他讲，他好一点。
And if someone was willing to listen to him, it was a little better.
后来我走了。
But after I left,
没有人能够有时间给他。
There was no one had time for him.
最后他走了这个绝路。
And then he went this end way.
弟兄姊妹。可能我们有一些人年轻，我要告诉大家，魂是一个非常难办的事情。
But sisters, I want to tell you that the soul is a very hard thing to deal with.
魂也是很重要的东西。
And the soul is a very important matter.
神爱我们是灵魂、身体都爱的。
God loves us, including the spirit and the soul and the body.
我们不要认为灵得救了，我就一切都好了。
Don't think that because your spirit is saved, everything is good.
我们魂需要蒙拯救，你才能够丰富的享受神给我们的一切。
Our soul must be saved so that we can abundantly enjoy all that God has given us.
所以保罗说呢，神爱我们，他既把他的爱子赐给我们，岂不把万有连同他的爱子给我们？
So Paul tells us that God has loved us so much that he did not spare his own son. Will he not give us all his goodness?
但是我们却因着魂的堕落，我们享受不到基督的丰富，更不要说这万有带给我们祝福，反而带给我们痛苦。
But because of our fallen soul, we cannot enjoy of all the riches of Christ, and even more so, we can't enjoy the riches of all that He will give us.
我们今天的正常的魂的人
，Today, if we have a normal soul,
若是我们魂里面没有基督的信使
If our soul does not have the character of Christ,
弟兄姊妹, 在主的眼中看, 救恩在我们身上,
then in the Lord's eyes, salvation is not complete in us.
我们都是压伤的芦苇,
we are all smoking reeds.
我们都是江残的灯火,
or a smoking flax.
所以在教会里面呢, 压伤的芦苇打另外一个压伤的芦苇,
in the church, you often have a bruised reed hitting another bruised reed.
冒烟的火把的烧另外一个冒烟的,
or you have a smoking flax trying to burn another smoking flax.
你知道, 这是叫我们的主, 叫爱我们的父神心里很难过的。
This causes much grief to our Heavenly Father.
所以主呼召门徒们说, 你们要出去服侍了, 不要认为主, 我给你能力, 医病赶鬼, 你就高兴, 你要像我。
So the Lord says that I am sending you out. Don't be happy just because I give you authority to cast out demons and to heal, but you must be like me.
怎么样能够像我?
How can we be like the Lord?
我们需要在情感生活上背十字架。
In regards to our soul life, we must carry the cross.
所以在四福音书, 刚才我们读的四组经文,
in the four passages we read,
主耶稣同样的呼召说出魂四方面需要蒙拯救。
The Lord's call speaks about four aspects in which the soul needs to be saved.
第一处讲, 若有人要跟从我,
the first one says, if any man would come after me,
若爱自己的父母过于爱我,
if he loves his parent, his father more than me,
若爱自己的儿女过于爱我,
if you love your children more than me,
就不配做我的门徒,
then you are not worthy to be my disciple.
你可以为主做工, 但是主不承认你是门徒。
You can do works for the Lord, but the Lord does not confess you as his disciple.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个是一个很严肃的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very stern reminder.
我承认我是一个非常迟缓听懂神话主话语的人。
I must confess that I'm very
very slow in understanding
the word of the Lord.
到今天对我来讲, 这些话, 在我里面呢, 越过越重要。
And as I hear these words each day, these words have become more and more important.
我越来越感觉主真是爱我。
I feel more and more that the Lord truly loves me and reminds me.
第一个, 我没有在天然情感上面接受十字架的拯救。
First, we must be saved in regards to our natural affections.
在马太福音里面, 它好像是一个比较。
In Matthew, there seems to be a comparison.
我们每个人生下来, 如果是正常成长, 我们都有正常的天然的情感。
When we are born, if we are all growing up normally, then we all have natural affections.
我们有了孩子, 我们就会爱自己的孩子。
If we have children, we will love our children.
我们用我们天然情感爱孩子, 有的人爱的孩子很好, 有的爱的孩子变成他的痛苦。
And we all have our natural affections, and we love our children with our natural affections. Some of them become good children, some of them don't.
主说你要为我的缘故, 用我的爱来爱你的孩子。
But the Lord says that for my sake, you must love your children with my love.
等我们长大了，我们爱我们的父母。And
when we grow up, we love our parents.
我们开始懂得我父母为我牺牲，为我付代价。We
start to understand that our parents have given up and paid much for
us. 所以我们当然在爱中也尊重父母，对不对？
And in love, we respect our parents. That's natural.
主并不是说你以后就不能爱你的父母。
The Lord doesn't say that you can't love your parents, or that you can't love your children.
只是说当有选择的时候。
But the Lord says when there's a choice,
我告诉你, 你的孩子, 不要用你的方法爱, 用我的方法爱。
He says, don't use your method to love your children, use my method.
我爱主多一点, 我就选择主的方法。
If I love the Lord more, then I will choose his method.
如果对主不信任多一点, 我就用我自己原来的方法爱。
If I am more distrustful of the Lord, then I use my own method.
这个, 主就说, 在这个时候, 你有选择的时候, 你要放下自己。 撕掉你魂里面原来的那个software, 然后download我的software。
And here in this matter, the Lord says, you must follow him, you must give up the old software in your soul and download his software.
我用一点点生活中的例子。
Let me give you a life experience.
我孩子小的时候,
when my children were young,
我是很喜欢孩子的。
I often love my children.
我把他们当我的玩具。
And I treated them as my toys.
我也把他们当作我的同伴。
I also treated them as my companions.
因为我童心未泯呢,
Because if they were crawling on the ground, I could crawl with them. And if today the mother was not home, then we could play any games at home.
我跟我的孩子讲，你跳到桌上去，跳下来，爸爸也跳上去。
And if the children were jumping on the tables and jumping down, I would do the same.
等我姊妹回来了。And when
my wife came back,
她发现两个孩子这个神情有点不对，有点hyper。
He noticed that the two kids seemed a little hyper.
她就问，刚才不在的时候，爸爸带你们玩什么？
And she asked them, when I wasn't home, what was daddy playing with? And then my wife had to have some conversations with me. He says, I don't approve of this method of discipline. And I said that we only have one who's the same age. Why is it so serious? And because of this, we often had many conflicts. And later on, I prayed before the Lord.
主说你的妻子是对的。And
the Lord said, your wife is right.
因为我妻子并不是说很严肃的不让孩子玩。My
wife wasn't saying that you have to be so strict as to not let your children play anything.
她是要孩子像一棵树一样是被栽培，将来能够成才的。But
she wanted the children to be well nourished, and then one day they could receive inheritance.
那么主这样跟我讲话以后，对我来讲很难啊。
For me, it was very hard.
我就觉得我没有孩子，这是你的孩子，不是我的了。I
felt like I didn't have any children. This was the Lord's children.
你知道多少青年夫妇啊，有孩子以后，夫妻两个管教尺度不一样。And
so many times when young couples have children, and the husband and the wife have different methods of discipline.
他们之间就有一些矛盾。And
then there are some disagreements among them.
所以在这个事情上，后来我学习，我跟主说，主，我尊重，我就放手。
In regards to this, I told the Lord, I respect you and I let go of myself.
妈妈定的规矩,
and if the mother has determined some rules, then the father follows.
现在我两个孩子都大了,
and now my children have grown up and they are also parents. And I thank the Lord for his instruction.
弟兄姊妹们, 情感的事情, 啊, 不容易。
But it says, regarding affections, it is not an easy matter.
我们知道人呢,有亲情,
we know that we have family relationships.
啊, 有这个友情,
we have friendships.
啊, 我们还有社会关系上面的交情,
and in society, you have companionships.
啊, 然后呢, 我们还会有这个别人给我们好处那个人情,
and then if anyone gives us favors, we return the favor.
还有男女之间有恋情,
and then we have romantic love.
这些东西交织在我们人生中间,
and these things are intertwined in among us.
所以情感呢, 变成人类多才多姿一个很重要的因素。
So emotions become a very important aspect of human life.
有人讲如果把情感抽掉了呢, 很多电影院都关门了，很多小说都写不出来了。
And someone said, if you remove emotions, then the movie theaters and many would be gone, and many books would be gone.
但是人的情感有一些的特点。But
human affections have certain unique points.
我提一下给弟兄姊妹做参考。Let
me point these out for you to consider.
人的情感很容易改变。It
is very easy for human emotions to change.
有的人早上起来心情很好，到了晚上就掉到地狱里去。
Some people are in a good mood when they wake up in the morning, and by the evening, it's as if they've fallen down to hell.
对环境、对人、对自己都会变。Your
view of yourself or your circumstances will change.
还有呢，情感是很脆弱的。And
your emotions are very brittle.
很容易受伤的。It's
very easy for it to be hurt.
如果一个人情感受伤了，很麻烦，没有办法医治的。
And if you're hurt in your emotions, it is very difficult to heal.
而且情感呢，人与人之间的交情呢，如果打结的话，有时候好几代、好几个世代都过不去。And
in your relationships with other people, if there is any problems, then it can potentially last for many generations.
好，我们看见今年很多国家与国家的争战，就是过去结仇的。
We see that many conflicts between countries today were past hatred.
当情感受伤的时候
，and when your emotions are hurt，
是非常难恢复的。
It's very difficult for it to be restored。
所以心理治疗啊，今天是一个很麻烦的东西。
And psychology is a very complicated matter。
而且很难，有了创伤很难痊愈的。
And it's very difficult to fully heal。
唯有基督的十字架能够拯救我们。
Only the cross of Christ can save us。
今天在社会上，许多的现象都是从不正常的情感造成的。
And today in society, there are so many results, so many things are the result of abnormal emotional outbursts.
我提一个简单的点啊。
Let me give you one example.
不要造成大家的辩论。
I hope it doesn't cause debate.
比如像现在年轻人在学校呢，学校要教导我们要啊，不光是要容忍，而且我们要接受。
And today the in schools, you are often taught that you must be accepting.
要接受呢同性恋。
You have to accept the homosexuals.
要接受变性的。
You have to accept the transgender.
就着我个人服侍碰见的例子，这都是魂里面出的问题。
And in my and all the experiences that I have encountered in service, this all comes from the soul.
但是今天教育界还有科学界说不，这是身体生理的问题。
But today in education and in science, people say that this is something of the body. It's physiological.
而不是 psychological.
It's not psychological, they say. But that's not the case.
弟兄姊妹，神造这个人，他是男人就是男人。
Brothers and sisters, when God created someone as a man, he's a
man. 男人有细心的。
And
男人有这个 very 这个 caring heart.
And men have very caring heart.
他并不代表说他就是个女人。
But that doesn't make him a woman.
但是今天人把他变成生理的。
But people have made this a matter of
a
physiological matter.
那个解决不了问题。
But that can't resolve problems.
反而叫这个世代越来越像索多玛。
Instead, it causes this world to become more like Sodom.
弟兄姊妹们，这些我请大家回去自己好好思考。
But sisters, I hope you can go home and consider these things.
愿圣灵教导我们他的真理。
May the Holy Spirit teach us His truth.
不是我们要用这个来反驳别人，没有这个。
We aren't using this to be against anyone.
弟兄姊妹，主教导告诉门徒说，这些情感。若是我们要正常能够流入基督的话
，And the Lord taught us that in regarding these emotions, if we truly want to express Christ,
我们要把我们的魂生命失丧掉
，Then we must give up our soul life.
感谢主，不是你就没有魂了。
Thank the Lord, that does not mean that you no longer have a soul.
当我们肯这样背着自己的十字架，接受主的看法和意见的时候
，If we are willing to carry the cross and accept our Lord's view,
用主的情感来处理这个情感问题的时候。
If we use the Lord's emotions to deal with these emotional problems,
久了以后，你发现我们这个人呢，就在情感的运用上面就单纯。
After a while, you realize that in regards to emotions, you are pure.
正常。
It is normal.
纯洁了。
It is pure.
弟兄姊妹，在神的家中，这些事情是我们不可避免的。
And these are unavoidable things in the house of God.
很多不公义的事情都是因为情感作用造成的。
Many unfair things happen because of emotional
unrighteousness.
Unrighteousness happens because of emotional.
对，就是因为 human love 没有被对付掉。
Because human love hasn't been dealt with.
所以我不去实际举例子。
I won't go give examples.
还有很多这个。破碎的关系都是因为情感问题。
But there are many broken relationships because of emotions.
所以主呼召门徒们在十字架的生活上，第一个要运用的就是运用在我们的情感上面。
So when the Lord called the disciples on the way of the cross, the first aspect is regarding the emotion.
有的人在一得救的时候就碰见这个问题。
Some people encounter this as soon as they're saved.
我碰过好几个弟兄姊妹，在他们信了主要决定受浸的时候
I've encountered many brothers and sisters after they're saved and they are deciding whether or not they'll be baptized.
有人因为爱自己的父母亲，他说我要问我父母亲我可不可以信耶稣。
Some people said because they love their parents, they ask their parents if they can believe in the Lord.
他的父亲是个拜祖宗的人。
And their father is one who worships ancestors.
父亲就问一句话，你信了耶稣还拜不拜祖宗？
And then the father will ask, if you believe in the Lord, do you still worship ancestors?
他就说, 我不拜了。
And he says no.
因为只有耶稣基督是生命的源头。
Because only Jesus Christ is the source of life.
连我们的祖宗生命的源头也是耶稣基督。
And even the source of life of our ancestors is Christ.
就爸爸脸就拉下来。
And then the father becomes unhappy.
如果你要去信耶稣受浸。
He says, if you believe in the Lord and get baptized,
我就不要你这个女儿了。
Then I don't want you to be a child.
我碰过一个跟我同辈的一个姊妹就这样。
I encountered a sister who was the same generation as I was, and this was her situation. She was born in the first 3 months of while applying to university. While she was taking an entrance exam.
那么她跟爸爸办交涉，最后父亲让她做决定。
And she negotiated with her father, and the father allowed her to make a decision.
那时候圣灵在她身上真是很深的。
And the Holy Spirit was doing a deep work of salvation in her. And she decided to be baptized. And from that day forth, her family was closed to her. They didn't allow her to return home. They didn't give her anything. But brothers and sisters in the church opened their homes to them. And this sister prayed for her father for 20 years.
最后她的父亲到她聚会的地方受浸。
And finally, her father came to the meeting place where she was to be baptized.
一家人在主里团聚。
And the entire family was gathered together in the Lord.
这个叫做十字架的苦难。
That is called the suffering of the cross.
但是她成为一个主的门徒。
But she became a disciple of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在这个时代，这个叫做福音。
Brothers and sisters, in this generation, that is the gospel.
福音是值得我们付代价。
The gospel is worth for us to pay the price.
去得着耶稣基督的。
In order to gain Christ.
我们信耶稣是白白的，但是我们要得着基督做我的生命的表现，做我魂的生命的内容，我们需要付代价。
It is free for us to believe in the Lord, but if we want Christ to become the expression of our life, that requires a price.
我的时间到了。
My time has reached the end.
在情感方面呢，我相信若是我们听见主这个呼召，大家肯跟随的话，
If we have heard the Lord's words in regards to our emotions and we're willing to follow,
我们会有许多美好的经历，
And we will have some very precious experiences.
而且让我们呢，在这些经历里面把感谢赞美归给主耶稣和爱我们的父神。
And in these experiences, we can give all thanksgiving and praise to our Lord.
我们有一点简单的祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你爱我们。
You love us.
你救了我们。
You have saved us.
并且你呼召我们来跟从你。
And you call us to follow you.
你照着我们生命的度量和达到的地步。
You call us based on the measure of our life.
你来带领我们。
To lead us.
主啊，愿今天你向我们每一个人的心发出呼召。
Lord, may you call each one of us in our hearts.
愿我们背起自己的十字架来跟从你。
May we carry our own cross to follow you.
在我们的情感生活上。
In regards to our life, our affections.
愿你做我们的情感。
May you be our affections.
我们愿意把我们自己的爱好，我们的兴趣。我们自己天然的情感都交给你。
We are willing to offer you all our own love, our own interests.
愿你在我们的身上得着完全的主权。
May you have full sovereignty over our lives.
听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name.